We're up to Perkov Tes, Pasuk Aleph. Hoy, Ariel, Ariel, Kiryas, Chono, David. This perk goes back to the time of Sancheriv. Well, it jumps around. It jumps around again between Sancheriv, Chizkiyahu. At this point in time, we are focusing on the Sancheriv is about to conquer Yerushalayim. And the reason why Bnei Yisrael found themselves in this situation was because of their sins, obviously. We're going past the point in time of the Golos of the Aseres HaShvatim, and Sancheriv has surrounded Yerushalayim with an army of 185,000 soldiers, or some learn 185,000 generals, which means the number of soldiers, number in the millions. And we're describing the sins of the Jewish people that have allowed themselves to come to a point where this can happen. The word Ariel, as many of you know, refers to either the Beis HaMikdash or refers to the Mizbeach itself. Thank you very much. Now, why does it refer to the Beis HaMikdash? The word Ariel really is a composite of two words, Ari and Kel, a lion, and Kel is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tell us that the fire, there was a fire that rested in the Beis HaMikdash that looked like the tzura of a lion, something along those lines, and represented the Hashras HaShrin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shrin, that was resting in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's called the entire Mikdash, is given the name of this divine fire that was formed in the appeared with, as a lion called Ariel. That's the simple interpretation. We learn over here similar refers to the Mizbeach. If you look at the Mitzvah Silis Ariel, Mizbeach Nikra Ariel, the Mizbeach is called Ariel because Al Shem Nik Al Shem Sheyorad Alecha Ha'esh Mei Hakel Min Hashemayim V'Ravtsa Olav Ka'ari. A fire came down from heaven and rested upon the Mizbeach in the form of a lion. So we refer specifically to the Mizbeach. Other Mefarshim said that we're referring to the entire Beis HaMikdash. The unique characteristic of a lion is it's wide in the front and it's narrow in the back. The Beis HaMikdash, the front of the Beis HaMikdash has what's called the Ulam, the antechamber. The antechamber is very, very wide. It's very long, it's very wide. And the back part of the Beis HaMikdash of the Azara is narrower, smaller than, of course, the front. So because of this characteristic, where the front is wide and the back is narrow, we call the Beis HaMikdash Ariel. Am I lying? Okay. So here, Yeshaya is mourning over the loss or over the fate of the Mizbeach. Hoy, woe, Ariel, Ariel, Kiryas, the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash are located in the city Chono David. Chono means to live. David is David HaMelech. This was the city that was founded, that was established by David HaMelech. He is one that purchased the place of the Beis HaMikdash from Aravna HaYevusi. Aravna was the king of this nation of the Yevusim. And this, he laid the foundation. His son Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, and David established. He laid the foundation, not just physically, but what this place should be. It should be a place to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, now the Navi Yeshaya is mourning. Ho, whoa! What's the mourning? The next word is the pasuk Sifu Shana Al Shana Chagim Yin Kofu. So let's work backwards. The word Yin Kofu means to chop. It means to cut. If we look in the Mitzudos translates Yin Kirisa, another word. Okay, I told you many times that this theme, this word of crushing and destruction is repeated many, many times in Yeshaya in many different words. So here it means to cut, Kirisa. Chagim refers to Karbonos. Now literally Chagim refers to a festival. However, what do you do on a festival? You offer Karbonos, you offer sacrifices. So it's a borrowed term. Chagim in this context refers to the korbanos that are offered on the festivals. Like we see, Ishru Chag Ba'avosim. Ishru Chag means tie up, bind up. Chag. Ishru Chag means korbanos at Karnos HaMizbeach. accumulate, bind up, and add karbanos upon the corners of the mizbech. So in that pasuk as well, chag, even though literally means festival, but it refers to the karbanos that are offered on the festival here as well. Chagim are the karbanos of the festival. Yin kofer are chopped up, are chopped, are cut, decapitated. Their heads of the animal are sliced off, and this is a sin. And this sin, sifu, go back in the middle of the pasuk, sifu means to add. It accumulates shana al shana. And the general theme of the pasuk is that when a person brings a karban, a karban is a very holy concept. To take an animal and to sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to bring on the mizbech its fats and the meat should burn, it's a very holy concept. The Ramban explains that really, if we have sinned or we want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should offer ourselves, our own neshamos, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just that Hashem does not want us to give our life a chay bohem v'lo yamos bohem. So in exchange for our neshama, we offer a replacement. We take a living creature and we give its neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have to have kavana that this living creature, this neshama, should be in our place. Otherwise, if you don't have the proper kavana, what have you done? You've just tortured an animal. You've just animal cruelty. If the proper kavana has not been expressed when a person brings a carbon, the way David HaMelech, who established this city and purchased this piece of land for the purpose of this mizbech, this Beis HaMikdash, it's nothing more than animal cruelty, and you've missed the point. That's exactly what this pasuk over here is saying. Yin kofu is a negative expression. Instead of a chag, with the word of a zoveach. Zoveach means to sacrifice. Zavicha, the correct term to use in reference to a carbon is zavicha, to sacrifice. That word has a connotation of bringing the carbon with all of the best intentions and the proper kavanas. Yinkofu means a butcher. You go to a butcher, he takes a hatchet, he takes the animal, and just chops the head off. There's no kavana, there's no meaning, it's completely mundane, it's void of anything spiritual whatsoever. And here Yeshai is saying, Rahmanul Litzlan, look what has happened to us. For years already, Sifu means to add, to accumulate, year after year. This has been going on for many, many years, for decades, for maybe even 100 years, whatever it was, how many years they were sitting in this fashion. They were taking karbanos, animals, and they're just chopping off the head of the animal on top of the mizbech. And of course, the shechita was done 100% correctly. It was chasidus shechita with the best knife and the best hashkacha. But the kavana is missing. That's the entire theme of this parak, is that mitzvah sanashim limuda. That's what we're going to see, that famous pasuk coming up soon, that there is no kavana. You totally missed the point of what the intent of this carbon and this mizbech is here for. And the chaval is that you go back to the shorish, the source of the mizbech. It's David HaMelech. When David bought this property and had kavana to build a Beis HaMikdash, never in his wildest imaginations did he think that it would come a point in time where people would just go through mitzvahs. And Nashim Limuda wrote, just take animals and chop their head off on top of the mizbeach without any kavanah whatsoever. But yet, unfortunately, this is what has happened at this point in time. Now, that's a little bit of a drush. Literally, if you look at the mitzudos, he just says a little bit simpler. Look at the mitzudos in pasuk aleph, mitzudos David sifu ki me'olam loy lon adam yushlam. A person never went and stayed over Yerushalayim one day with a sin, because the Mizbeach always atoned for a person's sin. The Tamid Shal Shachar would atone for the sins committed at night. The Tamid Shal Ben Harboim Kibar Alavonos Hayom would atone for the sins committed by day. But now that people are not bringing korbanos the way the Mitzudas understands it, Yitosu Avono Shana Zo Alavono Shana Shavra Kia Korbanos Yikarsu Ve'enam Lehischaper. So the Mitzudas of the pasuk very simply. I told you more of a drush from Rav Schwab, but let's review both of them together, because this is really the theme of the entire parak. But according to the Mitzudas, when it says here Yin Kof, it means it will come to an end. The offering of korbanos, period, will cease to exist. And if there are no longer korbanos, then we no longer have a means to gain atonement. And if there is no atonement, our sins accumulate year after year. So that's what the pasuk here says, Sifu shana al shana, our sins are added, accumulate year after year. because we have no korbanos to atone for our sins. Why? Because chagim is a borrowed term which refers to korbanos, because on the chagim, on the festival, we offer many korbanos. Yin kofu, they will come to an end. It will cease to exist. The entire mikdash and the mizbeach will cease to exist. The drush, more of a homiletic interpretation of the pasuk, is no. The reason why there are so many sins is because the korbanos that are offered on the mizbeach are being offered without any kavanah whatsoever. It's not called the zvicha. It's not called the sacrifice. It's called yin kofu. It's as if the heads of the animals have been chopped off. And therefore, this is a disgrace to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that itself is a sin. And those sins are being piled up year after year upon this Mizbeach. And therefore, I mourn over the churban of the Mizbeach, or over the zilzal of the Mizbeach, with this expression, Hoy, Ariel, Ariel, woe to the Mizbeach, which... everything has been lost, and it's sad because David HaMelech, he would be the one that would have the most pain. He's the one that has laid the foundation for the Mizbech. This was nothing other than the Kiryas Chon of David, the city that David HaMelech lived. Pasuk Beis, V'ha'tzikosi la'ariel, I will bring a siege around the Ariel. So in this pasuk, you can either say it simply means the Mizbeach, or you can take the word Ariel, which also could also refer to the entire Beis HaMikdash, and or even to a greater extent, the entire Yerushalayim can also be referenced to Ariel. Just like we have Tzion, the word Tzion sometimes means the Beis HaMikdash, sometimes it means Yerushalayim, sometimes it means the whole Eretz Yisrael, sometimes it means Klal Yisrael. The word Ariel also is such a word which has multiple meanings depending on the context. So here we're referring to the siege of Sancheriv around Yerushalayim. V'hatzikosi, that means a siege. I will bring a siege, la'ariel, to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mizbeach. V'hoysa ta'aniyah va'aniyah, and there will be nothing other than mourning and crying. Taniyah means evel, and aniyah means tsar, pain. V'hoysa li ka'ariel, and now mida k'neged mida, Yerushalayim will be like the Mizbeach. Just like on the Mizbeach, on the surface of the Mizbeach, there are dead animals. There are dead animals that surround the fire of the Mizbeach. On the Mizbeach itself, instead of the fire, and all the limbs, all of the different parts of the animal that are meant to be burnt, just surround the animal. So too, Yerushalayim will be in the center, and there will be corpses all around the city due to the siege, starvation, death, and suffering. People from Bnei Yisrael will die. Look at the Mitzvot. How he explains this. Mitzvot Pasuk Beis, V'hatzi Kalsi, I will bring a siege. Avi Motzak V'tzara L'Yushlan V'tihi Meleya Mitzahar V'yolala, it will be full of tzar and crying. V'tihi Mukefes Harugim, will be surrounded with the dead. Just like Imam Mizbech HaMukav Zivchai Behemoth, just like the Mizbech is surrounded with the offerings of the Korbanos. Now if you take this in the broader context, you can just take Pasuk Beis and break it up and isolate it into Pasuk Aleph, that is a new mashal. Just like you have a Mizbeach and you have a fire in the center, you have different the limbs of the animals surrounding the fire, so too they'll be dead all over the city of Yerushalayim. But if you take the Pasuk Beis together with Pasuk Aleph, it's Mida K'neged Mida. Just like, at least according to the homiletic interpretation, just like you have taken animals that were meant for holy purposes, and Hashem says, I don't consider these animals on the Mizbeach to have anything spiritual. It's just corpses. It's just dead carcasses of animals because they've been slaughtered without any meaning. So too, your bodies, there will be death, and the death will be insignificant. It will not be a heroic death. Martyrs, people have died, Al-Kid Hashem Shemayim, it'll just be from starvation. It's not going to have the Kiddusha Hashem. All of the death that will be in Yerushalayim will be void of any significance of meaning. That itself is very disturbing.
So Yotzak means to set on fire.
Yotzak or Yitzok, it could be different interpretations. Here the Mitzudos translates Tzuka Vitzara, V'hatzikosi, Tzuka Vitzara. Yeah, okay. Motzak Vitzara, okay, I don't know. So the different interpretations, it could be, it means also to cry out, but here it simply means there will be a siege, there will be pain, suffering, and and they'll be dead all over the place, just like there is dead all around the Mizbeach. Pasuk Gimel, V'chanisi kadur olayich. I will cause the army of Sancheriv to surround you like a ball. Just like a ball, the ball there's a core, and around the core there is a lot of material. There are many things. So too, there will be an enormous army that will surround the center of Yerushalayim like a ball. V'chanisi, I will cause them to rest. Kadur olayich, up around you. V'tzarti olayich mutzaf, I will set up a siege. Tzarti means I will cause them to besiege you with a mutzav. Mutzav means a platform. Matzav. A mutzav, a platform where they'll stage there, they'll build towers, and from those towers they'll throw missiles and different objects into the city, or from there they will station the army to oversee their conquest. Fahakimosi olaych mitzuros, and I will cause to rise up against you towers. Mitzuros, another word, a siege, different mitzuros. The mitzvah says mitzuros, loshon motzar, a siege. So the mutzah means the towers, and the mitzuros means a siege around the city. Pasuk Dalet, v'shofalt me'eretz tidaberi. At this point in time, you will be extremely humble. This, we have to have some background from Sefer Melachim, and we'll come to this later on, where Rav Shoke, the general, one of the representatives of Sancheriv, he would torment daily the Jewish people and curse them and say terrible things, telling them to surrender, to give up. And Rav Shoke, who was a representative of Sancheriv, succeeded to a large degree in demoralizing the morale of the Jewish people. To such a degree, when anyone, Bnei Yisrael, would speak up, would talk, they would whisper. They just didn't have any chiyus. And certainly when they would respond, if they would respond, communicate with the outside world, there was no pride and no sense of strength. It would sound like they're just whispering from the ground. And we compare this to this form of Avodah Zarah called Ovi Yudoni. Ovi Yudoni, Avodah Zarah Ovi, is where a person communicates with the dead, and the whisper with the dead speak from the ground in with whispers. So just like this form of Avodah Zarah, where the dead speak from beneath the ground in a very low whispering tone, that's the way the people of Yerushalayim will sound when they speak to each other, or when they respond to the other leaders of the world describing their situation, because they have been thoroughly demoralized. V'shafalt, period. You will be lowered, you will be humbled, you'll be demoralized. Me'eretz tidaberi. When you speak, it'll sound like you're talking out of the ground. U'me'ofar tishach imrosech. Tishach means to bend from the earth. These are words just repeating the same theme. From the earth, your words will be bent. In other words, you'll sound like you're bending down and you're speaking from beneath the earth. V'hoya, you will be ke'ov. Ov is this avodah zarah where you speak to the dead to the dead from underground. Me'eretz kolech, like the ov. The Avodah Zarah Ov speaks from the earth. Kolech, the voice comes out from the earth. Only afar, and from the dust, imrosech, your words, titzaf tseif, will flutter. Like a bird, when a bird chirps, will chirp. When a bird chirps, it's a low sound. It's not something which has any significance, which you pay much attention to. That's what the sound, the koach of the Jewish people will be at this point. In Pasuk, hey, the
what? Chirping can mean speaking, but not saying anything of significance.
That doesn't make any sense. Just you'll be crying out without any meaning. Pasuk Kei, V'hoya ki'avok dak hamon zoroich. But then Yeshaya says, he describes here the miracle. Even though it's true, you will be demoralized, you will be humbled, there will be a siege, and there will be much death and destruction. Yet at the very last moment, in the zuchus of Limud HaTorah, that was only because of Chizkiyahu, who mobilized the Jewish people, a miracle will happen, and the army of Sancheriv, which is with his 185,000 generals, will all suddenly die. And the Hayak Avok Dak Hamon Zoroich. Zoroich means your enemies, and Hamon means the multitude, and they'll become like dust. They'll just wither away miraculously. They will all die in the middle of the night. And this happened at Pesach. Uchimotz, there'll be nothing more than chaff. over that blows away in the wind, Hamon, the multitudes of Oritzim, of the tyrants, the wicked tyrants, the Hoya, and this will happen, Lefesa Pis, a very beautiful expression. This is some foreshadowing. He's giving us this expression to really compare what we're going to learn in the later text. Sometimes you have a Pesa Pisam. Pesa Pisam means sudden. Pesa by itself means sudden. When you take the two words together, Pesa Pisam means sudden of sudden. It means in the blink of an eye, mamish, in the blink of an eye, all of a sudden you find yourself in a terrible situation, and then one moment you wake up next moment, and everything is over, the tsara is gone. So we're going to have this, that over here it's for good, the Pesa Pisam, and this Pasuk Hey is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to save us. We're going to see later on that when we're not doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can punish us also with this expression, Lepesa Pesam, which means something a little bit different. Okay, Pasuk Vav. But Lepesa Pesam means something, this salvation will come suddenly. Pasuk Vav. Me'im Hashem Tzvokos Tipokeit. This salvation, this visitation, Tipokeit means to visit. Tipokeit means HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers. We had this many times. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers and he acts upon his memory, is called a pekida. The Hashem pokad es sara. Hashem remembered sara. Not just he remembered, he sat back and did nothing. I remember, and therefore I'm going to act upon because of my memory. Here Hashem will remember the Jewish people. There's chusim, Torah, and will remember the sins of Sancheriv and Rav Shokei and all of these Rishoyim. And Hashem will destroy them biram uvirash, with an earthquake. Biram, two different expressions which mean earthquakes. Ram is loud thunder and an earthquake. Thunder uvirash is an earthquake. The kol gadol, a very loud sound. Sufa is are two words which mean strong winds. Not sure the exact difference. Sufa usara, powerful whirlwinds. The lahav esh ochila, lahav means the flame of fire. The flame of fire consuming. So it's very powerful. With how many expressions? There's a ram, there's a rash, there's a kol gadol, there's a sufa, usa'ora, and there's a lahav esh, that's six, ochila, which consumes six expressions of chorb that's going to come upon the army of Sancheriv. Pasik zayin. V'hoya. Now, this is a very interesting mashal. Pasik zayin is describing what's going to happen to the army of Sancheriv from their perspective. Okay, and most of the time when we focus on these tragedies or these events, we focus from our perspective. Let's now put ourselves in the mind of the enemy. The enemy is surrounding Yerushalayim. They really could have conquered Yerushalayim the day before. We learned that in the beginning of Yeshaya. However, they saw it as to be easy. It was an easy target from their point of view, their vantage point. They saw Yerushalayim was much smaller than the other cities they conquered. So they figured, why should we conquer it today? Let us have a good rest, have a good night's sleep. Tomorrow we'll be full of energy. We'll be able to easily conquer Yerushalayim. And they went to sleep, but they never woke up. In their mind, it's going to be easy. But the reality is, if Hashem does not want it to happen, it will never happen. It's like a person that goes to sleep, and he's starving, and in his dream, he has food. What does he think about? He thinks about food, because if he's starving, he's imagining that he has food. And in his dream, he sees himself eating and drinking and filling himself up with strength. And then he wakes up in the morning and he realizes it was all a dream. I'm still hungry. There's nothing in my stomach. Nothing has changed. I'm still weak. That's what's going to be for Sancheriv. They think they're going to conquer. It'll be easy as pie just to walk in and conquer Yerushalayim. They're dreamers. The truth is they'll wake up and they'll have nothing. It'll be like a dream. Chazon Laila, the vision of the night. Two different expressions for dreams. There's a chaloim and there's a chazon Laila. What's the difference? I don't know. But two different expressions. Hamon, the multitude, kol hagoyim, hatsovim al Ariel. Hatsovim means that are waging war, like a tzava is an army. So the word hatsovim is this entire army that is waging war against Ariel. Ariel means Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash, or the only mizbeach, or the shkin that's resting here, the chol tzoveha umi tzodasa, all of its hosts. Tzoveha means tzoveha here means it's like that was the matzav all of the towers, the mutsavam alamalav, the towers of wood, all of these towers that they've built. They've constructed many towers around the city of Yerushalayim so they can look and they can spy on what's doing inside Yerushalayim, and they can launch missiles from these stations, umit sodasa, and all of the different forms of items that were built to siege the city. They built towers and walls and ramps. So it's a reference to objects that have been constructed to assist in the siege, the hamitzikim la, and the tormentors, the people that are actually engaging in tormenting the Jewish people. Also, what's the dream? V'hoya, the pasuk goes on to explain. V'hoya kasher yachloim horoev, just like a person who is hungry, he dreams. V'hinei oichal, in his dream, he dreams that he's eating, but he kits. But then he wakes up, and guess what? V'reiko nafsho, his nefesh is empty. V'chasher yachloim hatzamei, a person who's thirsty dreams. And in his dream, v'hinei shall say he's dreaming. But yet, guess what? V'hei kits, he wakes up, v'hinei oyef, he's tired. He is weak. So here, interesting expression. Here the word oyef is used in connection with thirst, tzamei. And they're interesting that being weak, hanosein la yoyef koyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives water. The word over here is in reference to being, he imagines he's dreaming, but then he's still awake. V'nafshei shoy keiko. Shrei keikah means to yearn, taiva. It yearns for food, for nourishment. Kain, yes, so will be hamon kol hagoyim, the multitude of all these nations, hatsoveim al har tzion, which are waging war against har tzion. They'll wake, they imagine that it's easy as pie, they can conquer the city. They're dreaming. It's just like they're dreaming in their they're asleep and they're dreaming that they're eating and drinking. But it's not the world of reality. When they wake up, they're hungry, they're thirsty. So too, you think you're going to conquer this city. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want, it's not going to happen. And it will not happen. And that's what Yeshaya concludes this Nevuah. Okay, so just to sum up, over here, it's a short Nevuah. The short Nevuah describing the period of Sancheirif, when he is about to conquer Yerushalayim. And David was basically saying is that this has come to the Jewish people. The reason why they found themselves in this situation to begin with was because they did not offer korbanos the way they should have. There was a lack of insincerity in their korbanos, and it led to a situation where they found themselves vulnerable and threatened. But yet, at the very last moment, Yeshaya says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have compassion and will save them from the enemy in the merit, as we learn many times, the merit of Chizkiyah. Now we go to a new Nevuah, Pasuk Tes. This is an entirely different Nevuah. His mamhu usimohu, his tashu vashohu. Now he's referring to the period of Ochus. We're going back in time. We're going back in time. At this point in time, the Aseres HaShvatim were still, let's say they were not yet gone into exile. He's describing a very, very bad situation, very difficult, very horrible situation among the people of Yerushalayim. Right now, it's before Chizkiyahu. The king is Ochos. Ochos was a Rasha, terrible person who worshipped the Avodah Zarah, and he brought down the spiritual level of Klal Yisrael very, very much. And we have to remember that right before this period of time, or during this period of time, we learned about the Golus of the Aseres HaShvatim. Now let's just take a step back. Remember, what was the sin of the Aseres HaShvatim? Now besides, of course, they were Oiv, the Avodah Zarah, they were heavily steeped in Avodah Zarah, there was another sin which Yeshaya emphasized very much in the previous Prakim, is they were drunk. They were shikr. They were shikr from Yayin and Sheikha. And that was a metaphor. They were deeply immersed in the pursuit of materialism, gashmias. Spirituality was not on their agenda. They lived just to enjoy Olam Hazeh. Spiritual matters did not mean anything to them. And anything that was spiritual, any way they worshipped, it was for Avodah Zarah. It was not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But forget about the Avodah Zarah, just the fact that their priorities were wrong. They were they sunk to a level of being a pampered lives. Gashmis, they were called drunk. They were called drunk, shikr from Yain and Shechar. Yeshaya went on to say that the people of Yerushalayim, the Malchus of Yehuda, at this point in time do not suffer from this sin, and that's why they're going to survive. That's why even though Sanhedrin will succeed in conquering the Aseres HaShvatim and sending them into Golis, but the people of Yerushalayim will survive because of Chizkiyahu, and they'll live. But unfortunately, I see the future, as a Navi does, that ultimately, eventually, they will also fall, succumb to the same exact sin, and the people of Yerushalayim will also become intoxicated, the same exact sin. But that's going to happen much, much later. Much later. That's what we learned in the previous paragraph, I think in paragraph Chav Ches. Now Yeshai is talking at a different period of time. The period of time of Achos, the same time when the people of Yehuda, of Yisrael, are drunk from Yayin the Shechar, the people of Yerushalayim are also drunk. They're also sinners. But it's a different type of sin. Eventually, in 150 years from now, they're going to sin. They'll come to the same sin as the people of Yehud, of Yisrael. But right now, they are committing another sin, and that's the sin. Really, the theme of the previous of this previous sukkim is the sin of what we describe with the famous words of mitzvahs anashim limuda, where everything that they do in life is just out of habit. There is no meaning. There is no sincerity. There is no meaning in serving Kadosh Baruch. So here's the start of the passage, the theme a little bit. And he used some fascinating expressions. His mamu means slow down. Slow down. This is perfect for this generation. Everyone, we were running and running and running. We have no time to think. So busy checking our emails and BlackBerry and so on and so forth. Everything is just a big mishmash. His mamu, slow down. Just, I want you to take a breath of fresh air. Look what is going on in this society. It's a great expression. Look at the Mitzudos. Inyan akovah. Akovah means just stop for a second. Stop. Stop. Slow down. Okay. Usamohu. Usamohu means you should be in a state of wonder. Like look. Be, look at what's going on and you'll be in a state of shock. Hish ta'ashu means to concentrate. And shohu means to either means to pay close attention or means to cry out. To different interpretations, both words could mean to scream out, to give out a yell, or both words can refer as well. Mitzudos says it means to yell. Hishtashu v'shohu inyan se'oka, cry out. Okay, that's one interpretation. Others say that it means, maybe it's a Rashi. Other Mefarshim say it means also to concentrate and to pay close attention. So taking these four words together, his mamhu, slow down, usamahu, be astonished to the situation that we find ourselves, his ta'ashu, concentrate on this very much, v'shohu, and pay close attention, or give out a sigh of a scream for help in frustration due to the situation we find ourselves in. And what is this terrible situation that I'm telling you to pay attention? It's shocheru. Unfortunately, we live in a society where we're drunk, but it's not like the drunkenness of the people of Yisrael. The lo yayin. It's not because of wine. No, we are moving about. We are like people who are drunk. They can't walk a straight line. We're shaking. We're moving in crazy directions. But you know what? It's v'lo shecher. It's not because of intoxicating drink. What's it because of? Pasuk Yud. Ki nosach aleichem Hashem ruach tardema. We're in a deep sleep. We're totally immune. Nothing means anything. When we read in the news something terrible happens, business as usual. Nothing can shake us up. Any bad news, good news, this happens, that happens. Life has just no meaning. You just go about your daily business. Nothing makes sense. Someone does an avo, someone does an avera. None of my business. Someone is trying to inspire me to do something good. Leave me alone. I'm not interested. it's as if we're in a deep sleep. With our service to Kadosh Baruch Hu is lukewarm. Yeah?
Yeah, but that would be a self-imposed... This pasuk is saying that Hashem brought this upon
us. I hear what you're saying. That's a very... That's a good point. Okay, I don't know. I don't know the answer. It appears that it's something which we've put ourselves into. So why... Maybe the pasuk, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has poured upon you. Okay, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I have to look into it a little bit more. Maybe next week I'll have a little more clarity. But let's just read the pasuk, just finish up at our time.
It's even further today. You hear Rabbanim today, they preach that the standards of acceptance of degradation...
Right? Exactly.
It used to be, if you went back 50, 60 years, people didn't talk the way they talk today. People didn't... They reacted.
Somebody
got murdered.
We're sleeping.
Standards have
exactly. Exactly. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has poured upon you. Nosach is a very powerful expression to pour. Ruach tardema, spirit of deep sleep. Vayatzein es einechem, and you have closed your eyes. Shut your eyes, closed tightly. Es anavim, from the Nevi'im. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Don't preach to me. V'yes rosh sheichem, your leaders, your heads of people, hachizim, the people who have visions, your leaders, the prophets, who are the visionaries, kisa. It's as if you've taken a shmata and you've covered their head. I don't want to know from you. Leave me alone. Go away. That is the drunkenness that we live in. Pasuk Yidalf, when was Yidalf? Vati luchem chazus hakol. And the vision, anytime someone says, I have something good to tell you, I have a message, a chazus, a vision of everything, it's like someone gives you a book, and they say, and you say, I'm sorry, I can't read the book. I can't, the book is closed, it's shut. It's a vacuum sealed. I can't really open it up. Vati luchem chazus hakol kidivri ha-sefer ha-chazun, like a book that's sealed. Asha yidu also el yodei ha-sefer, like you give the book to el yodei sefer leimar. You give a book to a person who knows how to read leimar. Krono zeh, please read it. The Omar, and he says lo yuchal, I can't read the book. You know why? Ki chazum hu, it's sealed. Which according to most Hashem, it's metaphorical. It doesn't make sense. I don't understand. So Yeshaya is a hard sefer. You have to spend a lot of time looking at each pasuk. If you really wanted, if you really had an interest, you would decipher, you would decode, you would figure. If it really had a meaning to you, when it came to money, you would figure out what it says in that book there to make money. But being that it's about spiritual matters, so you couldn't care less. And the mela of the nitan a sefer al, and the sefer was nitan. It was misconduct means it was discarded. Al asher lo yoda sefer lemar. Krono, the sefer was it was possible. It's less possible than before. Before the part of not sefer, Allah shaloyed that sefer lema. Krono zeh, it was given. The sefer was given. The Omar loyed that the sefer. The person says, "I don't know." The sefer was supposed to get off in the mitzvahs. We'll stop. Vnitan sefer v'chasher nosan sefer el asher lo yoda likro sefer. It's as if it was given the sefer to a person that doesn't know how to read. The truth is, the sefer was given to a person that does know how to read. It's just that he's lazy, he doesn't want to read. But you have insulted the words of the prophet by making believe you're ignorant, you don't know how to read. That's not true, you do know how to read. It's as if the sefer was given, and the person returns the sefer, even if this book was open, I would not know how to read. Therefore, now your mitzvah follows through. The foolish people among you, they say, we don't understand, even things which are explicit, that we do understand, and we're given to the chacham. So therefore, that's what Yeshaya here is saying, that I'm it's as if I'm giving you a sefer, I'm telling you to read it. You make believe that you're ignorant, but the truth is you do know how to, you do understand it, just because you are sleeping and you're not interested. Okay, so we'll stop here. Pasuk Yud Gimel.